You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Duds, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. It seems like I've been the cause of a lot of wash day arguments lately.
You certainly have.
Oh, but really,
Did you or did you not say does everything in the wash?
Well, sure. I said does is a new kind of soap for all three kinds of wash.
Oh, that's ridiculous. How can this one soap get grimy towels white
and dirty work shirts clean?
Well, and still be really safe for my fussy rayon slips and nicer colored washables.
But that's the whole idea of does. Why, you'll get lots more wear out of those rayons and nicer colored things by using this new soap, because their colors stay fresh and bright so much longer with Dove. And you know that's important now when you want such clothes to last as long as possible.
Yes, I heard they're going to be hard to replace.
Sure. And that's why now more than ever you need the extra color care Dove gives you. You see, that's where Dove is so different from any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
Well, what about my white pieces?
Say, if it's whiteness you want, Dove will suit you to a T. Because no soap made gets clothes whiter than does. Why, your towels and sheets will come out so gleaming white, you'll be proud of them. In fact, you've never seen more snowy white washes than Dove gives you.
And you say it's grand for greasy overalls, too?
Sure, Dove will get them wonderfully clean, without any hard scrubbing either. Why, you just tell me if you ever got cleaner clothes with so little work.
Well, this does certainly sound different, all right.
Of course, even the suds are different.
Well, how's that?
You'll find Dove makes stacks more suds in your machine. Suds that build up faster and last longer. So treat yourself to a new kind of wash day with this really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for Duz, D-U-Z, today in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Duz do everything. And now the Goldbergs. A ring may only be a band of metal with a diamond in it, but it can mean anything in the world. And yesterday, Rosie received a ring by registered mail at the post office. She came running into Main Street, radiant with happiness, because she knew it was from Walter. But Walter didn't seem too excited by it, nor did Sammy, or Sammy's friend Mikey. Jake, however, accepted it for what it seemed to mean. But the real truth, which Walter and Sammy know, is that the ring was sent to Rosie by Walter's former fiancée, Norma. It was a ring that Walter had wanted for himself to pay off his debts. And now, in Rosie's hands, it makes for another meaning entirely. Meanwhile, at home, making dinner, Molly knows nothing except that she's glad Mikey is visiting the Goldbergs.
The woman sunshine, my little son. Now, look out, Fordy, look out, please. Why don't you obey? Must jump on me if you got on my new black dress. Huh? Please. My beautiful sunshine.
Lay down. Lay down. Go. Go yonder. When I want you home, so you're wandering in the village all over. And when I don't want you, so you stay like Mary's little lamb. Go.
Let me fix my supper. And let me fix everything. Company's coming. And sunshine. Oh. Beautiful sunshine, oh, beautiful happiness. Oh, come in, whoever. Oh, Birdie.
Birdie.
Oh, my, come in, Birdie. You're such a total stranger.
I never try to wear the welcome off anybody's door.
Birdie, from mine door, the welcome can be rubbed off by you, Birdie.
It's Mr. Goldberg that doesn't favor me too much.
Mr. Goldberg doesn't favor me. Don't be foolish. You just sit down, Birdie.
Thank you.
How are you?
Fair. Just fair. I don't have to ask you how you are. Seymour told me.
Well,
You don't have to tell me. I know. Who is this Mikey that's coming up?
Oh, my good friend.
He's a soldier, I hate.
A soldier, he's a sergeant. A soldier, he's a sergeant, but he's got a registry stripe. He's got... My friend, Mrs. Bloom's boy. You don't mind if I make my fruit salad while I sit here, huh?
Not at all.
Sit right over here, Brady, dear.
You know, the train is in already.
Yeah, I know. I know. I do this too. They'll be here soon.
I'm not staying for supper.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I'll see. Mrs. Goldberg, if you really want to know why I came over.
Yes?
I'm here because my brother Seymour sent me.
Oh, he's not well?
Well, he's as well as he can be.
Oh, so why didn't he came?
Because he wants me to speak for him.
About what?
About everything that's going on here.
Oh, what do you mean?
Mrs. Goldberg, I don't say that it's easy for a girl like Rosie to feel anything but platonic friendship for my brother Seymour. He's not tall, he's not handsome, he's not many things. Who appreciates real qualities these days?
So?
He only asked me to come here to warn you.
Warn you? What do I need warning?
Walter Jerome is not for Rosie, Mrs. Goldberg. Seymour is waiting with him at the mill, and he sees him more than anybody else.
All right, lady.
I'm telling you because I was told to tell you.
It's all right.
He owes everybody money in the village.
It's all right, lady. What do you hear from home?
You're such an intelligent woman, Mrs. Goldberg. Why don't you be smart for yourself?
How's Mother, lady, huh?
I'm not going to mind my own business, Mrs. Goldberg, because this is my business. My brother's health is being affected. Do you know that Walter Jerome takes 2 hours for lunch every day?
Well, Birdie...
What do you mean, well?
That little knife over there, Birdie, please hand me it.
What do you mean, well? My brother Seymour may not be smart, but he's psychic. He sees far in the beyond.
Birdie, please, I'm sorry that Seymour's health is and that he's psychical and that he sees far in the beyond and... I mean, Birdie, after all, we're here, and Rosalie has a mother, thank goodness, and Rosalie has a father, and Rosalie has a brother, and we like your friendship, and I like Seymour, and I like you, Birdie, but just...
But you're willing to accept this Walter Jerome just because he has a pretty face, and his mother is a rich woman. You reap the harvest, Mrs. Goldberg, that's all I'm saying. We're living in a world today, Mrs. Goldberg, that only what a person himself does counts, and not what his father did.
I know, Bertie.
The sons of today...
No, Bertie.
The sons of today are reaping the mistakes of their fathers, not living on the mistakes.
I know, Bertie, I know.
I'm warning you solemnly, Mrs. Goldberg. You rue the hour Walter Jerome entered this house. He doesn't believe in work. He's against work. For him, wake is something that other people do. You should hear Seymour. You should hear Seymour describe for you the extent of Walter's activity at the mill.
It's all right, sir.
Very well. What I have to say, I've said, and what I should say further, you don't want to hear. Only one final word. A word of advice.
Excuse me, Bertie, I'll take this.
It's all right to marry a rich woman's son if he's a man. But...
Hello?
Hello, Mama, darling?
Yes, Rosalie.
Ma?
Yes, dear.
I have a surprise for you.
Mike is there?
Uh-huh.
How is he?
Fine. Well, can you hear me, Ma? I have a big surprise for you.
What is that?
I'll be home in a minute.
Tell me.
No, not until I get home.
Why not?
Because. I'll be right home, Ma.
Well, why can't you
Goodbye.
Tell me? Bye.
You should have told her I was here.
Well, I didn't know. Rosalie has a surprise for me.
I had a surprise for my mother once, too.
Excuse me.
Another surprise, I suppose.
Hello?
Hello, this is Mrs. Jerome.
Yes, this is Mrs. Goldberg. Mrs. Goldberg.
I'm taking a banana, Mrs. Goldberg.
Hello?
Yes?
I just called to warn you not to take anything for granted.
What do you mean?
About the ring.
What ring?
You don't know.
No, I don't know, Mrs. Jerome.
Then I'll tell you so you won't get any false hopes. If your daughter gets a ring in the mail today, a nice big diamond ring that cost me $10,000, make sure she doesn't think it's from Walter.
I don't understand you, Mrs. Jerome.
If you listen carefully, you'll understand. When Walter and Norma were engaged, I gave her a diamond ring. And now that you and your daughter broke Norma's engagement to my son, he asked Norma for the ring. Only Walter wanted her to send the ring to him so he could pay off his debt. Yes, his debt.
Well, Mrs. Jerome, what has that got to do with me?
A lot, Mrs. Goldberg. Foolishly, instead of just ignoring him, Norma sent the ring to your daughter. And I just want you to know that I paid for the ring. I gave it to Norma, and the ring is mine, not Walter's. So please have your daughter send it back to me. Do you understand me?
Yes.
My son doesn't find life so easy, Niall, trying to live off salary. And he isn't going to make it easier by living off my ring. And most of all, I don't want your daughter to think that Walter has any intention of wasting his $10,000 ring on her. But nevertheless, I didn't think...
Who was it? Don't you feel well, Mrs. Goldberg? Was it bad news?
Mama, darling.
Don't be such a...
Mama, darling, look.
Your mama doesn't feel well.
Who said I don't feel well? Who said?
Well, Molly, darling, did you see the ring?
Isn't it beautiful, Ma?
There is only one thing to do now, Molly. Let's send out an announcement and make the engagement already official.
But all Rosie's joy and all Jake's resignation to events can't bring any happiness to Molly's face. She remembers Mrs. Jerome's words, and she sees Rosie's excitement, and she wonders just what the ring really means for Rosie's future when it involves a boy like Walter Jerome. You know, it's bad enough to have a lot of dishes to wash every day, but there's no need to make matters worse by using those halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they don't give you real speed. Or those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, such halfway soaps are out of date now that new Dove is here. Yes, Dove, that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and nice your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Why, not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands the extra care you get with Dove. Yet you've never used a soap that gets dishes clean faster. Dove cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, just let those busy suds tell you how really new and different Dove is. Try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Rosie solves her own case without even knowing that she's doing it. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.